from those British literary classics to another.
Super spy James Bond can be described in many ways.
Cagey, charismatic, handsome, a wit.
Hi, I'm Plenty.
But of course you are.
Plenty O'Toole.
Named after your father, perhaps.
He's a man of action, a risk taker, a real ladies' man.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
But wait, James Bond is also, most likely, impotent.
James Bond has a greatly higher risk of impotence, which would be a significant disappointment to many female secret agents.
Whoa, hold on. James Bond?
That's right, Audie. James Bond drinks too much.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
He's averaging 5 of those martinis a day, which, in addition to impotence, puts him at increased risk of stroke and cirrhosis of the liver. So says Dr. Patrick Davies and 2 other researchers who've delved into Bond's unusually lush life.
He drinks about 4.5 times our recommended amounts for a healthy adult male.
That's an excessive habit, which Dr. Davies says will eventually kill James Bond if the speedboat chases, assassins, and strategically aimed lasers don't do him in first.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Dr. Davies became curious about Bond's drinking while reading one of his creator Ian Fleming's novels.
He's described as being so incredibly skilled and calm and capable in all situations, and somebody who's drinking at that level just wouldn't be like that.
So he and a colleague read 14 Bond novels and noted each and every time 007 indulged.
His highest intake day was on the third day of From Russia with Love, and he drank 49 units on that day.
And with each vodka martini counting as 3 alcoholic units, that's more than 16 drinks in a day. Dr. Davies' report appeared yesterday in the British Medical Journal's annual collection of quirky studies.
Too many free radicals, that's your problem.
Free radicals, sir?
Yeah, they're toxins that destroy the body and the brain, caused by eating too much red meat and white bread and too many dry martinis.
Then I shall cut out the white bread, sir.